Besser in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. As we get closer to winter, National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says both coasts will get hit with unsettled weather this Thanksgiving week.
Locations across the western U.S. are going to be unsettled with rain and higher elevation snow through Wednesday. And then the attention is going to shift towards the eastern U.S. as a storm system begins to develop and affect the Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley to the East Coast, with likely some areas of rain, locally heavy rain, and then there's going to be some potential for snow.
The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for California's Sierra Nevada through Tuesday, with heavy snow expected at high elevations. The Biden administration is reserving comment on reports of an imminent ceasefire deal between Israel and Lebanon.
The Israeli ambassador to Washington says a ceasefire deal to end fighting between Israel and Lebanon-based Hezbollah militants could be reached within days. Here at the White House, National Security spokesman John Kirby says the sides are close, but nothing has been finalized.
We are actively involved in trying to bring that about, but nothing is negotiated until everything is negotiated. Those conversations are ongoing.
Kirby says securing a ceasefire remains a top priority for President Biden. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Egg prices are on the rise again as a lingering outbreak of bird flu coincides with high demand during the holiday baking season. The average price for a dozen eggs in the U.S. cities was $3.37 in October, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's up 63% from October 2023, when a dozen eggs cost an average of $2.07. On Wall Street, they're up by 440 points. This is SRN News. President Trump nominates a former pastor.
His selection to head the Department of Veterans Affairs is Doug Collins, who pastored a Southern Baptist church in Georgia and presently serves as a chaplain in the Air Force Reserves. Most recently, he was a congressman from Georgia who was defeated in a Senate campaign in 2020. SBC spokesman Doug Carver tells Baptist Press, quote, "I am grateful for people like Doug who have sacrificially served our country and continue to do so." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Researchers at Harvard and Georgetown universities have produced an analysis of why President Trump did so well with Hispanics in the election. It contends Hispanic voters who hold socially conservative social views but might otherwise have voted Democrat are offended by Democratic politicians' use of the gender-neutral term Latinx. This is SRN News. Russia media say a British national has been arrested while fighting for Ukraine.
Russia's state news agency TASS says a British national, James Scott Rice Anderson, has been captured while fighting alongside Ukrainian troops in the Kursk region of Russia, which is partially occupied by Ukrainian forces. TASS quotes him as saying he had served as a signalman in the British Army for 4 years, then joined the International Legion of Ukraine. Anderson reportedly served as an instructor for Ukrainian troops and was deployed to the Kursk region against his will. If confirmed, it would be the first publicly known case of a Western national captured on Russian soil while fighting for Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Russian man's been convicted of treason and sentenced to 14 years in prison after being found guilty of high treason for a video he sent to Ukraine's security services. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.